Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Limits, do we have a good candidate for social media's biggest loser today?
That's a great question, Joe. I think that the biggest loser is the umpire from Friday night's Pirates game. Because, oh man, he was getting crushed on social media for that call against Henry Davis.
Yeah, social media went absolutely wild on that guy. That was ridiculous. It really was. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We've had a great time here today at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, right out in giant parking lot, a beautiful space out here in Wexford, and people being very generous with their donations in the big boot, the fire boot, firefighter's boot we have here. Right up on the table, donations for the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. Hope you can join us out there at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department Thursday. I think, you know, all I know is I'm on the air at 8 a.m. with Crowley. So is that when the festivities officially begin? I don't know if they begin
maybe
little before that, but for me they do.
I think they start early. I think there's like 4 a.m. or something like that.
It's unbelievable, Bob. So Crowley and I... That's going to be interesting. You ever done radio with him?
No, never have.
You like him?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Why?
Because I think he has a fun personality.
He's
a hard worker.
He is
He's
a good
smart
guy.
About it. I think I get Pony for 2 hours from 10 to 12.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Derek Rousseau.
Didn't you two have a podcast?
That was
the
before.
The photo is still up on our website.
Well,
thing lasted.
I don't want to pay for it. You know, again, there's got to be some cha-ching in there, and there wasn't.
The thing lasted shorter than Derek Shelton this year as the Pirates manager.
Derek Masseau is a friend of mine, used to work for Puma Golf. He says it's a 0.4 USGA index to apply to qualify. So 10,800 people did qualify.
For the U.S. Open,
For the U.S. Open. It's an open qualification. If you want to play and try to go.
A 0.4. 0.4
So
handicap.
In other words, essentially you got to be a scratch golfer. And there are two 14-year-olds who've made it through four stages.
That's
and
unbelievable.
Now they're one stage away from getting to the U.S. Open.
Incredible. It really is. Good weather's back. Sunny with a high of Ramon Foster today, 73. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, Limits. The NOAA Constrictor wrote about the month of May here, and it was not a good month of May for the Pirates. Not a good month of May at all. The report card doesn't have much good stuff. So, Bob, let's riff on this for a minute. The starting pitchers were great again.
Again.
I don't know why the NOAA Constrictor only gives them a B+. He's like,
they've been the strength of this team all season long.
He's like Nurse Ratchet. He's not handing out anything nice here, Bob. What's going on?
If you can't give the starting pitching an A, then nothing else will come close to that.
Bailey Falter in May was 3-0 with a 0.76 ERA. That's the best month in modern Pirate history. I think the last guy who had an ERA lower than that was somebody like Buttercup Dickerson. Remember him, Bob?
Or the only Nolan.
Or the only Nolan, that's right. Guys that Ron interviewed back in 1910 when he broke in.
That was back all the way to 1920 with what Bailey Falter is now. And what about Keller? He had a really good month, I thought.
And Skeens became, the best pitcher in baseball practically this month, other than Bailey Falter. But I guess NOAA is talking about the other two parts of the rotation at the beginning of the month. Rahini, who came back to earth, as he says, and Majinski, who went back to AAA. So I do hear that. The bullpen, a C for the month of May. They stunk, really. Their ERA was 4.92. They blew six saves. And yesterday, I guess, was officially June. But Ben Cherington didn't build a good enough bullpen. Sorry. You agree?
No, but he had hopes that guys like Holderman would be able to do it. Like Kyle Nicholas would be able to do it.
Yeah.
And others to go along with, I think, Santana from last year knew, you know, they thought he had something. And Bednar, they hope, and he had to be sent down before he got called back up. So, you know, it's not been a good ride for the bullpen.
No. month of May for the catchers was a D. Joey Bart had nothing short of a dreadful month, says the NOAA Constrictor. He was horrible, Bob. He ranked last out of 21 catchers with at least 80 plate appearances, Joey Bart. Last.
Yeah, I mean, he only has one home run this year, so. Yeah. We have a guy who just drove up just to fill the boot again, just as we
appreciate
continue.
That. Yeah.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful.
He's done it again. See ya. A monster two-run home run.
All the wild.
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Appreciate that.
Well, now you
very
have.
Much.
I appreciate it, man.
So
thank
80
you.
Plate appearances, and he ranked last among the 21 catchers, Bob. And his defense, as NOAA says, was equally bad. What are we looking at with Joey Bart here? He only has one home run. Are we seeing some of what San Francisco saw, or do you believe that this is a long-term solution-type player? Because when you really look at it, he had a tough time in San Fran. He had, I don't know, was it 250 at-bats here? And then he had a pretty good first month and now struggling again. What are we looking at with Joey Bart?
I mean, the pedigree is there. And so, I always like to be patient. I think San Francisco wasn't at that point, and they made him available. And so Ben Cherington picked him up, and he had 14 home runs, I think, last year. So he was showing a lot of promise. This year, for whatever reason, the power numbers have been down. I'm not going to give up on him yet, but I want to make way for Henry Davis. I need to find out what the guy
Me
is.
Me too.
And he has to
play
more.
What? You know who else we need to find out about? Endy.
Well, where?
Catcher.
So what do you do with Bart when he's healthy?
There's a perfect platoon waiting to happen because Horowitz can't hit lefties and Bart can't hit righties, but they crush the other side.
Well, then platoon them.
So give him a first baseman's glove.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Or
anything to get the bat in the lineup if
right.
It's that good.
All right, the infield got a D this month. Connor Falefa is a good hitter this year. I don't like him defensively very much, and Hayes' offense is a blanking disaster, right?
Horowitz, I'm going to give him some time. He's coming back from that, and this is the first opportunity he's had since his surgery, so we'll see.
The outfield gets a C, but Canario started to play well. Reynolds had an unbelievably horrifying month until lately.
He's been, his OPS over the last 2 weeks is 1,200.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's been really high, so.
And Cruz was a bit up and down, but if you tell me that's the outfield moving forward for a little while, I'll live with that, Bob. I want to see more of Canario.
And if you add Roman Anthony to it, if you believe what our first caller of the day was talking about, a potential trade, I'm just going to update this because we put this on social media, on Twitter.
Roman Anthony being the Red Sox top prospect and the number one position player prospect in all of baseball. We had a caller who said, what if you wanted to trade Bubba Chandler for this dude from the Red Sox? They're both ready at this point. You got the best position player and maybe the best pitcher. Bob put that question out on Twitter. Would you make that trade? How many people have weighed in? 1,100. And what's the score?
50-50.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So there are people who want to protect Bubba Chandler. And again, this is a hypothetical just for debate kind of thing.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony is somebody who is a high school guy, but he's advanced himself into a number one overall prospect. That would be interesting to consider.
And then coaching gets an A, managing, whatever
you got
phrase
an F
you
in
want
April.
To use. He said Kelly is leading the charge with fire. In a situation where many would understandably shift into autopilot, he has done the opposite. Why would that be understandable to shift into autopilot, Bob?
I don't know. Because he's trying to make a case for himself to be the next manager on
yes.
a full-time basis. If anything, he should come out with all guns blazing, right?
I certainly don't mean to pick on the NOAA Constrictor. This is a very good story. I just happen to not know what that meant. All right. Thank you, Bob. This has been wonderful.
Yes, to the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. All the support out here has been great, and the support of the people driving by and listening and coming over and stuffing the boot is good.
And it's time for me to play golf, isn't it, Bob?
How about that?
Right around the corner with a man I've only met once.
Eddie Spaghetti. He came up here and he put some money in the boot. Next thing you know, he's playing golf with Joe Starkey today. So good luck, Eddie. Good luck, Joe. And it was a beautiful day to be out. Thanks.
Goodbye, Limits. They only
Bye,
made
Austin.
One of you, right? And we're all thankful for that.
Very true. Gentlemen, I will see you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.